Back to politics now, and he's in the house. Buddy Cianci, former mayor of Providence, current host of WPRO's talk radio program, The Buddy Cianci Show, on the line from Providence, Rhode Island. The president's going to be in Rhode Island later today. Mr. Mayor, Mr. Radio host, Buddy Cianci,
good morning. John.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
You know, I'm thrilled to have you on the show because you're in a unique position of being possibly one of the most discredited politicians in the state of Rhode Island, but certainly one of the most credible analysts of what's going on there. take it down for me, the Senate race and the House races.
Well, there's no Senate race. There are two House races. Jim Langevin is a perennial winner, and he's going to win. The polls are showing him to be pretty much a clear 60%er. He's done nothing wrong and showed a lot of guts during the health care debate. He would welcome people to his office and had huge, huge rallies. And even though a lot of people didn't agree with his vote, they still think he's got a lot of guts and they're voting for him. The other race for the House is not exactly as clear-cut. There's a man named John Laughlin, who's a former helicopter pilot in the Army. He was a voice of NASA. He's made a big surge in the last couple of days or a week or so because the Republican Party has put some money in. And that race, the latest poll we've seen, has been neck and neck. And that's why the president is coming in today to endorse his candidacy. The president will get here around 4 o'clock just in time to tie up all the traffic and make a lot of enemies.
Which everybody loves.
Yeah. And number two, there's a lot of people on talk radio today that are playing the Jerry Vale hit from years ago, "Where Were You When I Needed You?" And that's the name of the song because back in March, when Obama was just over the border in Fall River at a fundraiser, we had experienced awful floods here in Rhode Island, and people were losing their homes, and people were injured, and there were tremendous, tremendous catastrophe here. And he was asked to come, and he didn't come. He went to Boston to a fundraiser. So now they're saying, "Where were you when we needed you?"
Interesting. Well, we were talking with the former mayor of Providence, Rhode Island, Buddy Cianci. You know, the reason, aside from the fact that I'm just ignorant on a Monday morning of confusing the Senate seat with the House seat,
is... Oh, that's right. That happens all the time.
But isn't it the case? I mean, Rhode Island is small enough that the House races do play more statewide than in other states. Isn't that true?
They do. They do, John, because we only have two... everybody has two senators, but we only have two United States representatives, and they cut the state right in half. This district, it's funny, the Democrat who won the primary, Cicilline, who was one of my successors as mayor of Providence, he's recently had some difficulties in the budgeting process in the city of Providence. And, you know, last time Obama was supposed to come here and Biden, the firefighters picketed the U.S. Conference of Mayors, and so they didn't come. No member of the cabinet came. And there's even talk now that might happen today, that the firefighters might picket, and I don't know if Obama will even come. But I think he will. I think it's a little late to change his plan.
One of the reasons why Obama might be in Rhode Island is that, oddly, there is no Tea Party issue in your state, and I'm curious as to why, and it hasn't even affected the four-way governor's race, which is still too close to call.
Well, it is that's right. The Tea Party here is not made up of a lot of people, but I don't want to discount it because it is a credible movement here in Rhode Island as far as the election is concerned. They're just not as large as a movement as in other states, but they have been reflected in the Republicans' seat. We have an interesting race for governor going on here, and Obama now has got himself between a rock and a hard place because Lincoln Chafee, who's running as an independent,
right,
and way up to the left, is running against a young man named Frank Caprio. And Caprio and Robitaille is the Republican, and that's going to be a toss-up race between the three of them. And the president won't endorse anybody. In fact, the front page of the Providence Journal today says president won't endorse the Democrat. And he's going to get himself in, I think, more trouble by doing that. And he won't endorse the Democrat because Chafee, who was a Republican senator, endorsed him for president when he was a U.S. senator.
Right.
Of course, he got beat. But that's another cause of concern.
Well, if Chafee should win, Obama would benefit from that. But the fact that he's not taking a position makes him look a little wishy-washy to Rhode Islanders.
Yeah, I think so. And the other thing is, you know, we have the highest unemployment, John. We have the
11%
highest foreclosure rates.
Right.
And they're going to be celebrating by having a $7,500 a plate dinner at a developer's house who gets favors from the administration that's in off in power now.
Yeah, well, that'll be a photo op for sure. I got to ask you this before we go.
Sure.
Rhode Island is the most indebted state in the nation with a $320 million deficit. Okay, that can't help the state treasurer running for governor. But I got to ask you, are you happy to be out of Rhode Island politics at this point with that kind of a deficit?
I love doing what I'm doing. I love to ask them the questions instead of having them ask me the questions. Well, and that's the most fun I've had in a long, long time.
Can Chafee pull it out? You going to make a prediction for me?
Yeah, I won't make – that's a race too close to call. He's heading the polls by a few points, according to Rasmussen, but we know that Rasmussen always overpolls or is robocalls, and they kind of overpull Republicans or oversample Republicans. I think it's going to be a toss-up. The interesting race we have going is the lieutenant, believe it or not, the innocuous office of lieutenant governor. There is no duty that the lieutenant governor has in this state except to wait for the governor to kind of roll
right.
Seven.
And if when we get to the lieutenant governor, buddy, we got to go, okay?
Okay?
I'm sorry. Yeah, but look, buddy, you going to get any FaceTime with Barack Obama?
I don't think so.
All
I'll
right.
be doing my show while
All
he's
right.
in town. My show is
All
from for 2 to 6, so
All
I'll
right.
be gone.
Buddy Cianci, former mayor of Providence, current host of WPRO's talk radio program, The Buddy Cianci Show, handicapping the races there in Rhode Island. Thanks, Mayor.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.